Welcome back on WTMJ. Boy, we've talked a lot of baseball today. Who thought there would be so much Brewers action off season? Well, that's when the best action happens, right? Is moving things around, getting new coaches, general managers, all that kind of stuff. Right now we have in studio with us Omar Sheikh. He is the chair of the Home Crew Coalition. And what other titles do you hold around town?
That's a good question. I guess I'm just a partner in several different types of businesses. Yeah.
That's all right. You're very humble. We appreciate it. So you are working right now on the Brewers Stadium. I don't want to say funding package, but you're working on the advocacy around the Brewers funding. Where does that stand today?
I think it changes by the minute. I think the vast majority understand that this has to get done. But as a lot of these types of deals, from my understanding, that it will come down to the wire, like a lot of these deals do.
Well, and you've said in the past that this deal is going to live and die 1,000 times. And are we almost to 1,000? We're getting close.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's close. You know, it's again, it's politics. I, from what I'm hearing, is a funny thing, and things change by the minute. And you know, just still have a lot of great hope that they'll make the right decision, and you know, keep the Brewers here long term.
Well, and talk a little bit more about the importance of making sure the Brewers stay right here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about the positives. I can also talk about what would happen if they were actually to leave, right? I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't thinking about that, right? It's stadium district owned. It's owned by the state, by the taxpayers, right? The land is not owned by the Brewers, nor is the building. And so what's going to happen if the Brewers leave, right? I mean, who's going to be the tenant, right? Is it a net positive or net negative? It's certainly a net negative, right? But let's also talk about the thousands of jobs it creates. Let's talk about, you know, the millions of people that it brings in town, from local to statewide to nationwide. Let's talk about all the bars and restaurants and hotels that survive on the Brewers being here. It's tremendous for them, right? And so, you know, it would be catastrophic to see them leave and affect so many families and hardworking families. It would be catastrophic.
Well, and the Brewers haven't said that they want to leave, but sometimes in the cases of like of Oakland, which we just discussed last segment, sometimes you're left without a choice. I am sensing from what I see is that there is definitely a strong bipartisan and broad desire to make sure that they stay here, but that we can gain more from the stadium and from the American Family Field as a development, as an entity, as an entertainment venue. Mm-hmm. And I love the way they talk about upgrading, so the winterization of the facility, mm-hmm. all of that. We saw some concerts recently announced, Kenny Chesney, yeah. Zac Brown Band. That wasn't happening as much just 3 or 4 years ago.
No. And the Brewers have fought tooth and nail and continue to fight tooth and nail to stay here. They want to stay here. I mean, if it's a situation where we don't get some funding in place, they won't have a choice. I mean, I can tell you there are other markets that are actively mm-hmm. seeking the Brewers out to move to their, relocate to their places. And this is from the things that I've heard. This is not them saying that. You know, but let's talk about concerts a little bit. I wrote an op-ed the other day and, you know, one out of two people are coming in from out of the state to come to these concerts. I mean, you had George Straits, Chris Stapleton, you had Pink recently, you had Morgan Wallen. I mean, what it did for hotels and businesses, downtown was like thriving, but not just downtown. I talked to the Brookfield, I talked to New Berlin, I talked surrounding area hotels were packed because of this. And so, you know, this is just an opportunity to bring people from out of our state here. One out of two are coming from outside that would never come through Southeast Wisconsin. Let alone, you know, come into Wisconsin if we didn't have these concerts. But also think about the winterization of this building. Now we can go out and get Monster Truck or concerts or events, you know, in the off season where businesses and everybody needs it more.
Well, and to always have choices, I think as somebody who plans events and goes to conferences and attends conferences and plans these types of things where you need several thousand people, we don't have a lot of space for that. And this offers so many great opportunities. I am totally on board with you. And I think there's, again, broad and bipartisan support to make this happen. Can you talk a little bit more about the economic impact and what other why else it's important that we continue to keep the brewers front and center in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, let's say that we can't get funding in place. I think there's the stadium district will have funding to, you know, for the next, I think, I believe 18 months. So let's say we can't get the funding to keep the brewers here. I mean, you know, I've said it all along that there's so many businesses that rely on the brewers being here, but we can't call ourselves a tier one city if we lose a Major League Baseball mm-hmm. team, period. We can't be the city that loses it because if you look historically at the cities that have lost, whether it be an NBA, football, or baseball team, it's been on the decline ever since. And so it's a lot of the times it's too late and people realize what happens when it's too late. And so, listen, they haven't threatened to leave or you haven't heard any of that. They fought tooth and nail to stay here. But I will say that it's we're getting to a point where it's getting very serious right now. And I really hope that all legislators really come together to understand that this has to happen. It absolutely has to happen. It will be so catastrophic in so many ways if this deal doesn't get done very soon.
And we heard a couple of the legislators who were maybe no's before who have kind of come around. One of the things they said is, imagine if we were left as a state to now take care of that empty facility. Right. That is, I mean, what are you going to do with a 47,000 seat arena?
There's, I mean, maybe you'll have your handful of concerts, but I mean, you're not going to get another Major League baseball team to come in here and play there or anything comparable. It'll be a net negative, 100%.
Omar Sheikh with the Home Crew Coalition in studio right here on WTMJ. On WTMJ. The Brewers are close to a deal. I should say the legislature is close to a deal, a funding package for the maintenance of the American Family Field. And so we were in studio with Omar Sheikh from the Home Crew Coalition discussing the importance of really keeping the Brewers here and making sure that we're able to fund the facility in a way that we can continue to provide the economic impact that a stadium of this stature can really bring to our region. Before I ask Omar a quick question about another hot topic, I just wanted to note great input from one of the texters related to the story in Oakland. Oakland A's, as we mentioned, are in the process of potentially moving to Las Vegas, another market, from a six-tier market, a media market, to now the 40th largest market. So really making a big move, but they would receive a brand new stadium, a $1.5 billion stadium. Well, the MLB owners need to basically vote to make that happen. And the chair of that committee is the Milwaukee Brewers' own Mark Attanasio. And so he has a front seat to all the good things that could be, but all the bad things and all the consternation and the divide that happens when we have to make decisions like this. So I'm grateful that we don't have to be in this situation here in Milwaukee because the Brewers have suggested they want to stay here. The Brewers have suggested they want to stay here, but our general manager, our manager, Craig Counsell, not so much. Omar, you have done some work with Craig Counsell. What's your take on this decision?
I haven't done much work with him, gotten to know him a little bit, not really well. I mean, honestly, it's disappointing. I mean, you know, it's of course, I thought he was a good coach. But remember, there's a lot of people in this organization that keep that wheel moving. And so it also got to talk about the players and how the players fought this year. Of course, all of us wanted him to stay. He got a great offer. You got to do what's best for your family. But also sometimes you have to take in consideration. I don't know what the deal was, if Mark was going to match it. I know Mark wanted to keep him, but legacy is also really important. So I was sort of surprised, to be honest with you.
Wow. And there was just a piece in the paper and many posts on social media that he's a villain. And I think people are really hurt by this decision. They thought that he would be here for the rest of his career. He was here for 15 years. And even though it was about the money was huge. It was $40 million over 5 years. Mm-hmm. He said it was a new opportunity. I mean, the Cubs have a lot more money to invest in their players. And so potentially we could be working with some better tools here, too.
Yeah. Listen, I don't think you should go out and bash him and paint over signs and call him a villain. I mean, I don't think that's fair. Again, I mean, we're all disappointed, though. I mean, you know, it would have been great for him to stay and build a legacy here and get one for us here. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And what we saw is that the rest of the management team appears to be in place. Mm-hmm. They will be here for the long term. And so we all know that it is about the leader. It is about the person at the top, but it's also about the people underneath the leader that can really add to the continuity.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of leaders within that organization. And I'll say like Rick Schlesinger is a perfect example, but also Mark Antanasio of had the pleasure of becoming friends with both of those, knowing both of those guys, and they really care about the city and they love the city. So, you know, it, one man, but it is sad to see him go for sure. But, it, you know, it's going to be that much more gratifying when we crush the Cubs.
Oh, I know. And those dates are out. It's sometime early in the season. I shouldn't say we.
I'm not with the Brewers, but, you know, yeah, as a city, yes.
The Brewers are our team. Yes, there are Milwaukee Brewers. I know. Even walking in the halls here, there was a lot of cross-talking about, oh, man, he's a traitor and all of that. So I thought by now we'd be kind of cool down. That was Monday's news. And
I still have a lot of people talking about it today. I mean, you know, I'm not going to bash him, but again, just say disappointed. You know, I think a legacy, building him here and getting one here, a World Series here for Milwaukee would have been huge.
Well, we will see. And hopefully for not only Craig Counsell, is it a new opportunity, but for the Milwaukee Brewers, maybe it's a new opportunity. We shall see. Omar Sheikh with the Home Crew Coalition, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Thanks for having me on, Tracy.
All right.
See you.
More when we come back. It's 1:49 on WTMJ.